MGTOW Man, welcome back. So good to be talking today. I did a podcast with a guy named Justin Fakula back in May, and he's a good guy. He talks about stoicism. I want to touch on a comment that he gave me the other day, since I really haven't gotten back to him in a while, but it is an important topic, and it's the notion of men being afraid, obviously, not actually being MGTOW. So if you're afraid, then you're not MGTOW in how I view it. I'm not saying that you can't have some element of fear, but if fear is the pinnacle, the fear is the essence of you going your own way, then you may be reacting. You're not being MGTOW. You're not in a state of being where you're content and going your own way, at least. It's a state of receding more so than a state of being. So, of course, some of it is a reaction, no matter what, because we're responding to what we see around us. But if it's out of fear solely that we're going our own way, and it's out of running, that I'm not sure exactly what it is, maybe scars that haven't been healed. So the woman that brought to his attention a comment about that topic utilized a C.S. Lewis quote about why men prefer to be single. And it's really partially true, but it's also reflective of a lot of shaming lines that I've heard. The you're afraid, you don't want to lose what you have, you are selfish, you put yourself out there and you failed, you need to try again. So this is what the email I received said. So this is what he commented. I'm really unimpressed with the quote a Christian woman brought up to me within a conversation about me preferring to be single. She read a quote from C.S. Lewis attached, which really seems to miss the point. And for those of you who don't know, C.S. Lewis is the guy that wrote the Chronicles of Narnia, the Screwtape Letters. So I plan to create a podcast episode on this topic, but you may want to take a crack at it. Women want to cast us as afraid, unwilling to take risks, and empty inside while not providing any argument whatsoever about the upsides of relationships. So I asked her, what's in it for me? What benefits do I get? And then she talks about being selfish. Thing right here, I'm not really going to talk about that rebuttal about there really being no mentioning of the upsides of the relationship. I'm just going to be talking about the argument for us being unwilling to take risks. So sure, I'm going to look out for myself. That's a good thing. Ideally, there will be a mutual benefit. So what does she bring to the table when I trade so much of myself? Lewis seems to think that we're really missing out if we don't go all in on romantic love, even poo-pooing hobbies. No, I'll find fulfillment in other areas of life and realize relationships are barriers to contentment. I can help society and myself rather than getting involved in entanglements like marriage, and I won't be dark, motionless, and airless. Why not aim for being unbreakable and crafting that inner citadel Stoics yearn for? Great response. MGTOW and Stoicism, very closely related. I know that a lot of people would also create the rebuttal that it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be completely motionless and airless within the relationship or without the relationship. A lot of that has to do with the individual person. The biggest thing that I want to continue to emphasize right here is that MGTOW is the preferred state for men. A lot of men. I would say most men are not reluctant MGTOWs. Most MGTOW men, we're not trying to live a better life. We don't have an agenda. We see things as they are, and we're trying to be logical about how we live our lives and make the decisions that we make, even down to what we buy at the grocery store. So moving on to the quote that I received, and it was referenced from C.S. Lewis's work. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything in your heart must be wrong and possibly broken. Will be wrong, excuse me. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in a casket or coffin of your selfishness. Put that in a casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless. It will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable. So it's saying that this vulnerability is a positive thing in life. And I believe that life lived fully has to be vulnerable in some extent, to some extent. Does it have to be vulnerable in terms of it being in control of another person and in other factors that really are completely outside of our control? I think that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. So I think that too often what's connected to being alive today is connected with being in a relationship. So if you're in one, or you're doing something to get into one or to keep one, you are often seen then as being alive. So for many people, that's the biggest rush that their life provides. It's like a drug. So they want to keep it around regardless if it's productive. So they keep that fire stoked that way. That's the ember. That's the fire. That is the source of the flame. And keeping that fire stoked is very taxing. That's a thing. But it's what keeps a lot of people going. So if you can't internalize that, a lot of people solely externalize to get the fire and drive out life. Then you're going to appear as empty inside. So if you don't believe in true love, then you are often believed to not have a spirit. So that's one of the first reactions. That's a classic line. Realize as you begin to live out the MGTOW life, none of this really matters. And as soon as it begins to sink in, you're going to become naturally more stoic. It's one of the changes that has slowly emerged in my own life. It's not something I necessarily intended to have, but you are less and less affected by more and more. So that is the positive product. It's not about shutting yourself off. It's not about that. It's realizing that most of the stuff that you're expected to pursue in life or to get tied up in is actually not worth it. And it actually sucks a lot of life out of you. So for this exact reason, MGTOW is connected to faith and religion, Christianity, as we see directly connected to C.S. Lewis's words here. So it's the reason that it's connected with existentialism, it's connected with Buddhism, it's connected with minimalism. For all of these reasons, it's connected, and that's the mark that's missed. We're pursuing something higher. So in Christianity and Buddhism alike, we're disconnecting from the material, and the only way to be disconnected from that is by removing desire. It's about embracing dualities of life, the yin and the yang, the impending death of everything that we pursue. So if you accept the end, sometimes you never embark on it to begin with. So that's MGTOW. You are looking at the end before the decisions that you make in the present are made. So in that is peace, and in that is resilience, because you know that no matter how invested you are into things in life, they may be destroyed and may bring you fruit. A lot of that's not up to you, and the only thing that's up to you is what you do with your time. You're not in control of the ending. So what is C.S. Lewis saying? Is he saying that it's more noble to be vulnerable? That's what a lot of people would say, and they would agree with that in life. So it's saying if a man is single and he is saying he's not going to pursue a relationship, the world is going to say you've never made yourself vulnerable, therefore you're not valid in your decisions. So they'd say better to have love than to never love at all. Sure, if that's the route you're going to take, take it. Inevitably, the shaming centers on the word that Lewis says in selfishness. For some, it turns into that. It turns them into a diamond. For others, the pressure makes a diamond of a person. It's a rare person. MGTOW is trying to embrace that. And some of that comes in the monk life. And that's about building that diamond. Some succumb to that pressure. And it can't generate the fire. But when you go in on this, it's all or it's not. You're all in or essentially you're not, at least for how I see the MGTOW life. If you got a toe in the water, you're going to perpetually feel conflicted about what you believe and what you say won't have the conviction that it needs to. I know for me, I can't go out there and just have my toe tapped into the water and then come back here and try to talk about MGTOW things and have any conviction. Be unbreakable, but being unbreakable doesn't mean soulless. MGTOW is bringing the soul back into a lot of men. So many men have reached out to me and they have regained their soul. That's not what I'm seeing in the world and how they perceive MGTOW, but it's true. It's happening in men. It's not this bitter, dark, hateful hole. It's a hole of meaning and fervency in life. SunriseHoodie@gmail.com is where I'm at. SunriseHoodie on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.